My mother trained to become a nurse's aide in St. Joseph's Hospital and spent her spare time singing in St. Patrick's Cathedral Choir and attending dances through the Catholic Youth Organization. This is where she met my father and lifelong friends. As I envision my mom's lived experience, from leaving the prairie land to her family losing their home to a fire and having the community farmers coming together to build a home for her family, I recall my own visit to her childhood home. As I walked that land, I thought about the great-greats leaving the Red River Valley for the Canadian prairie. I thought about the green hills of Ireland, where my kin rose up from, and my Dublin, where Molly Malone sold her wares along the ancient cobblestone streets, the same streets that my kin once walked. Oh, I am the fiery fields of Dublin, Ireland, where my great-grandmother told tales by candlelight, while she waited for the struggle of the famine and of the drink to end. When my mother passed away so many years ago, much was lost. Grief pulled at me to understand her life and her losses. This led me to research her lived experience. As is often the case for many people, it takes a death to wake up. Because we come to realize that we do not have all the time in the world, we are called to attention. By researching my mother's life, I was able to pull her silence out of the shadows, much like my ancestors. Much like my own sweet Molly Malone.
In Dublin's fair city, where the girls are so pretty, I first set my eyes on sweet Molly Malone, as she wheeled her wheelbarrow through the streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh. Crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. She was a fishmonger, and sure 'twas no wonder, for so were her father and mother before. And they wheeled their barrow through the streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh. Crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. She died of a fever, and sure no one could save her, and that was the end of sweet Molly Malone. Now her ghost wheeled her barrow through the streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh. Crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh.
Hey, SFU! Getting money back for all your empty or refundable bottles and cans just got a lot easier. Just sign up for Returned Express for free. You can bag your containers, tag the bag, and drop it through the window at the new Express and Go container in the East parking lot. Return It will count your containers and credit your refunds to your online account. Learn more at returnit.ca/SFU.
Next, we have a song from an Irish singer-songwriter. This is a tune released in 1982 off his album, The Getaway. Here we have Krista Berg with Don't Pay the Ferry Yet.
Was late at night. people calling out his name, and dancing bones that jabbered on him on the water. And then the ferryman said, there is trouble ahead. You must pay me now.
Don't do it.
And still that voice came from beyond. Whatever you do, don't pay the ferryman. Don't even fix a price. Don't pay the ferryman until he gets you to the other side.
A song from a defunct band who resided out of Victoria, BC area. I saw this band perform at Butchart Gardens on a summer night. Beautiful, beautiful location for a concert. This band was fronted by a husband and wife team, and they went by the name of Katang. Here we have the title track off their 1995 CD, Into the West.
Thank you.
is Bonnie, and there lives my love lies on him and cannot remove, it cannot remove for all that I have done, and I never will forget my
I'm
Thanks for tuning in to another edition of The Earth's Edge, and I hope you've enjoyed the Irish music and the Irish stories. Stay tuned to Wave Station coming up next, and now I leave you with one final tune, a song from the twin brothers duet, The Proclaimers, off their 1987 CD, Sunshine on Leith, a tune that was the, what was the name of the movie? Oh, it was a movie with Johnny Depp and Mary Stuart Masterson, and it was called Benny and June. Great movie, and this song was the main song of that film soundtrack. So here we have The Proclaimers with 500 Miles.
I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you when I go out. Yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I heaver, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's heavering to you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more than be the man who walked 1,000 miles to fall down at your door. And I'm working, yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who's working hard for you. The money comes in for the work I do. I'll pass almost every penny on to you. When I come home, oh, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home to you. And if I broke, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's growing older than you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more if there'd be a I'm gonna be the man who's lonely without you. And when I'm dreaming, well, I know I'm gonna dream about the time when I'm with you. When I go out,
when I go out,
well, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you.